It's the first nationwide survey of U.S. water reservoirs like this one, looking for a heavy metal used in industrial manufacturing, which the U.S. Institutes of Health calls a probable carcinogen, and which turned up in water supplies all over the United States, including Washington, D.C. The Environmental Working Group found that in 31 of 35 American cities tested, they found a heavy metal which causes cancer in laboratory mice, a metal called chromium, in the tap water that up to 70 million Americans are drinking every day. This is the report that shows concentrations of chromium in quantities harmful to human health may be endangering anyone who drinks tap water in the United States. Jane Houlihan is with the Environmental Working Group and says the government should be coming up with standards to regulate chromium contamination of public water supplies.
This is a chemical that can cause stomach cancer, linked to leukemia, a lot of other health problems. It's not regulated in tap water. There's no standard, so any amount is legal right now. So it's a widespread national problem with potentially enormous public health consequences.
Drinking bottled water does not exempt the population from ingesting chromium, since half the bottled water in the United States comes from public water supplies.
Now it's been classified as a probable human carcinogen based on these laboratory studies, and that puts it on a pretty short list of chemicals that are harmful.
Chromium-6, as it's also known, is heavily used in the manufacture of plastics and dyes. The chemical leaches into groundwater supplies and ends up in drinking water over time.
I think that's horrible. I mean, it's 2010, we shouldn't have stuff in our drinking water.
I won't even let my pets drink the water here.
You know what? I have a water filter I put on my tap.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is contemplating new rules to restrict its use, while water utilities are resisting any regulation from the government, since it will cost billions of dollars to clean it all up. Mike Kellerman, Press TV, Washington.